Welcome back to Occult Symbolism and Pop Culture. I'm your host, Isaac Weishaupt. Today, with a special edition of the show, I typically don't get political. I typically don't chase news cycle stories. But today, I'm going to do that. Today, we're going to talk about the pending TikTok ban. I'm going to explain to you what happened, what's next, how it compares to the conspiracy truths of the Cold War propaganda. Is that what we're looking at right now? I don't know the answers to that. I'll tell you that right now. I don't know. I suspect some things. But today we're going to talk about it real quick. All right. What happened, you may ask? Well, the House and the quick little government lesson here. You've got these separation of powers. You know, you got the executive, judicial, and legislative branch. That legislative branch is comprised of what we call Congress, which is composed of the House and the Senate, okay? They are the legislative arm of government. They pass the bills on up to the president, the executive branch. And then the Supreme Court is our judicial branch that interprets the law, okay? So the House, meaning half of Congress, passed a bill March 13th, 2024, voting to ban TikTok, basically, 352 to 65, a two-thirds majority that they needed to accelerate this bill that they're hot in their pants to get through. And of course, the fine print is that they're not really banning TikTok. They are forcing the sale of TikTok from the private company ByteDance in China to an American company, and they've got 5 months to do it after it passes, or after it gets signed into law by President Biden. Assuming that he's the president when it gets to the presidential desk. I mean, who knows, right? But I'm going to read to you. I think it's from CNN. In a rare show of bipartisanship, the measure advanced unanimously out of the powerful House Energy and Commerce Committee. And President Joe Biden has said he would sign the bill if it makes it to his desk. Now, call me crazy, but it seems like our Congress, they don't accelerate a whole lot of stuff unanimously. It doesn't happen too often. So that tells me that this must be pretty bad for the American people. Because, you know, Congress is always looking out for us. House Speaker Mike Johnson said, apps like TikTok allow the Chinese Communist Party to push harmful content to our youth. See, that's the coded language, folks. That's the propaganda language. It's I always say it, you're trading in your rights for protection. Yes, indeed. Well, we got to protect the kids. Oh, yeah. What are we going to do? I mean, how about parents just don't give their kids smartphones? We could try that. No, we don't want to do that. We want to make everybody suffer. I don't get it, because as this is my Gen X side speaking, I'm an adult. I go to work. I pay taxes. I keep this economy moving, which therefore funds this great nation and our democracy and our way of living. I deserve some rights to enjoy things I want to enjoy. I don't care about kids. I don't care about them passing time. I don't. I really don't. I didn't have a cell phone growing up, and I'm just fine. I had books and TV and all kinds of stuff. So if the kids are bored, I don't know what to tell you. Entertain your kids better. Give them some books. Make them play the sports ball. Whatever you want to do, maybe they shouldn't have a smartphone with internet access to social media and all this crazy stuff going on. And I know I don't have kids, so I don't really understand it. But it's frustrating on my end. I got to give up all these things so that parents don't have to do their job. I even pay more taxes. I cover half of my property tax bill goes to schools, which I'm actually fine with. I'm okay with that. A lot of my tax money goes to pay child credits. People get tax returns for having kids. I'm all right with that too, because we got to take care of the kids to protect our future in this country. Where I draw the line is where you tell me I can't have some entertainment to protect someone else's kid. You know what I mean? Unless it's actively hurting these kids. I think that's a parental decision. That's a parental job. If you think TikTok is damaging to your children, which it probably is, social media is not very healthy, maybe that's on you to make sure they're not in that world. Not mine. This is a free country, and I think that you got to make sure the, you know, you got to keep the hamsters on the wheel. I'm a hamster. Keep me on the wheel. And if I want to take 20 minutes a night to unwind and watch some silly TikToks, I should be allowed to do that. Don't tell me it's to protect your kids that I can't do that, right? That's what they're saying. That's the lie they're telling us. It's the same reason the lie is now we need to upload digital identification, our driver's license, to have a social media account to protect the kids. How about you just make sure your kids aren't on social media, you know? But that's like the angry, cynical Gen X within me, okay? But my point is, they're using this as propaganda, all right? And look, I know I'm going to get so many comments. Oh, you hate the kids. No, I love the kids. I want the kids to be protected. I don't think your kids should be on social media. I think it's a gross place to be. It's full of liars and con men and propaganda and brainwashing. And I'm an adult with an adult mind that can discern the difference, or at least I think I can. Either way, it's my decision to make. You know what I mean? Same goes for watching pornography. That's an adult decision for me to make. I don't want your kids watching porn and being able to access it. That's up to you to keep them off the internet. Do I think that's easy? Hell no. Not today's day and age. I think it's almost impossible. Same reason I think it's almost impossible to not give your kid a phone. So it's not like I don't understand these things. I'm just saying from a fundamental perspective of let's philosophically argue this out. Someone's got to speak up for the adults who don't have, don't have kids to take care of or kids to worry about. This is what it feels like on the other side of things. I think, geez, they're stripping away all my protections to protect the kids. Does that mean I don't get to watch horror movies anymore? Where does this end? I only get to watch Disney cartoons from now? Like, it's got to, you know, we got to protect the kids from what they see. What if they see the movie? And it's like, it's crazy, Bill. It's insane to me. But that's what Mike Johnson wants right there. Pushing harmful content to the youth. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Sounds good, buddy. You know what it is? I took my tea shot last night. High T Isaac in the house, ready to fight. Ready to fight. Oh, man. Okay, so let's keep reading. Lawmakers supportive of the bill have argued TikTok poses a national security threat because the Chinese government could use its intelligence laws against ByteDance, forcing it to hand over the data of U.S. app users. And that's the main idea, right? And the argument you hear often, which is one that I will support, is, well, that's crazy because guess what? We all know that everything's listening to us and mining our data. You can't go to a single website without it saying, hey, can I have all the cookies and know everything about what you're looking at and your location and everything? You know? You can't go to a website without them mining your data. Every piece of social media is mined and sold. We talked about the emotional contagion experiment 10 years ago. There's all kinds of stuff about political interference on social media and opposing foreign countries trying to mess with the American population here. I mean, there's a lot to it, right? So anyways, the point being, and Google, you know, Google's recording everything. You put that Google app on your phone and you search. This is the one that I hate the most. If you have the app on your phone and you search, it's recording audio in wherever around your cell phone as you're searching on the search engine. It's recording your whatever's happening in the room, conversations. That's why I don't have Alexa or Siri, all those things. I don't have those things because they're monitoring all the time. They're selling that information. And for whatever reason, we've become accustomed to that and accepted that. But now when it's going to the Chinese, now it's this big problem. It's like, why don't we nip this in the bud and just say, none of these companies can mine our data. I don't know how, you know, easy for me to say over here. I don't know what the back end of that looks like. But the argument here, because TikTok is actually a privately owned company owned by ByteDance, and it allegedly, I've read that they have accessed our Chinese have accessed our data, but Officially, it hasn't happened, but they're worried about the potential for it to happen. So in short, China's bad, and they're messing with the American population. Now, to me, here's where the conspiracy comes in. It sounds very similar to propaganda from the past about communism being the ultimate evil back during the Cold War, all right? Here's some examples. Operation Mockingbird, where the CIA was pushing propaganda through the news about how bad communism was through film and TV and entertainment and, you know, stuff like that, news, the mainstream media. The CIA was even pushing abstract art like Pollock paintings to make capitalism look much more cooler than communism. They set up the Congress for Cultural Freedom. It was all part of this cultural wars of the Cold War. You had FBI COINTELPRO that was doing surveillance on citizens who were considered subversive or sympathizers for communists. You had the Jakarta Method, which is co-opted by the United States in massive slaughter of communist sympathizers and communists. You had the Vietnam War, which was all about stopping communism. And that, of course, started with the false flag, you know, with, what's his name, Jim Morrison's dad in the Gulf of Tonkin, which Secretary of Defense Robert McNamara confirmed in the 90s that those events didn't happen. They capitalized on a false flag to start that war to get us in there because nobody in America wanted it. And Hitler in World War II, he was rounding up communists and putting them in, camps. He said communism was a Jewish plot, and American corporate moguls like Henry Ford were down for that action. So you can see there's a long history of this being the ultimate evil. And I'm not here to defend communism, Marxism, China. In fact, we're going to pick on them here in a second. I'm just saying that if all the boogeymen we as the conspiracy people talk about doing shady business and trying to use propaganda to steer our will towards their will, you know, then they've been saying that, oh my God, communism is the boogeyman, is the worst thing ever. Oh, well, I'm going to take a critical look at it. Okay. And this isn't going to be a show where we talk about how great communism is and how bad capitalism is. I'm just saying that there are forces trying to make sure we believe these things. Okay. Now, didn't they try to ban TikTok before? You remember this? So do I. They did. In fact, Montana, they pushed a ban on it, but then a federal judge blocked that, saying it violated First Amendment free speech. Trump wanted to ban TikTok back in August 2020. If you recall, when he was president, there's an article in Reuters that said, back from 2021, Reuters, and said Microsoft's near acquisition of social media app TikTok last year was, quote, the strangest thing I've ever worked on, CEO Satya Nadella said on Monday. TikTok had been ordered by then U.S. President Donald Trump to separate its U.S. version from Chinese parent ByteDance because of national security concerns about the collection of U.S. users' data. Microsoft in August 2020 began talks on the proposed acquisition, but the deal collapsed by September. And the CEO said it was the strangest thing I've ever worked on. What does that mean? I wish I knew. I wish the journalists would have maybe dug into that a little bit, but hey, they didn't. And look at how strange this is. We live in a world where Trump and Biden both have a raging hard one for passing this legislation. Although Trump is now opposed to it, he posted on Truth Social March 7th. He says, if you get rid of TikTok, Facebook, and Zuckerschmuck, he's getting worse at his nicknames. He had some really good ones in the past. He's been missing. If you get rid of TikTok, Facebook and Zuckerschmuck will double their business. I don't want Facebook, who cheated in the last election, doing better. They are the true enemy of the people. Shots fired at Zuckerberg. In 2022, TikTok moved its storage data on Americans to American servers. So it seems like they've been playing ball a little bit, right? Now, those servers are actually managed by a company called Oracle. Oracle got its name from I've seen a letter on CIA's website from 1975 talking about Project Oracle, but I've read that Oracle got its name from a 1977 CIA Project Oracle, and that the CIA was the Oracle's first customer because they were trying to figure out how to store data, databases. I read this on a Gizmodo article, which is pointing out that a Vox article wrote the history of Oracle without one mention of the CIA, which is part of its inception. CIA wanted Oracle to be a database for them, and the CEO is Larry Ellison, and he is all about this surveillance life. Let me tell you what he said. Ellison has always been a big believer in the federal government maintaining large national databases, and he was able to be much more public about it in the months after the September 11th attacks. In fact, Ellison argued that we needed just one large national security database, one with national ID cards and mandatory iris scans. Quote, the single greatest step we Americans could take to make life tougher for terrorists would be to ensure that all the information in myriad government databases was copied into a single comprehensive national security database, Larry Ellison wrote in the New York Times in January 2002. Now, I don't know if you're of the age you remember 9/11. I myself remember it. I was fighting communism in South Korea in the U.S. military. I was fighting those North Korean communists myself. But they passed the Patriot Act, which allowed them to do surveillance on the American population. And we kind of just let that go. That kind of just went through. And listen to what this guy's saying. They used the September 11th attacks. And that was the big thing was, again, they get rid of your privacy in exchange for supposed protection. And is it really protective? That's questionable. Sometimes, you know, sometimes it could be. But I'm more interested in the fundamental philosophy of the whole thing. To what ends do we go for protection? Do we just all give up our freedom of privacy, freedom of speech, to protect people? Is China the good guy here? Because you're probably thinking, Isaac, you sound like you're defending China. Are you a Marxist, Leninist, Chinese sympathizer? No, I'm not. No, I'm not. I watched, there's a guy named Ian from Cancel This Clothing Company, a very big account on TikTok. And I reached out to Ian and I want him to do a show with me, and crickets so far. So if anyone here knows Ian or Cancel This Clothing Company, send him a message and tell him to get with me, because I don't know what's going on there. But he posted a video on TikTok, of all places, to test the, it was actually ingenious, to test the claims of Chinese censorship. He talked about the things China doesn't want you to know about China, and made a video and said, look, if the Chinese are really censoring stuff to make sure that they can subvert the American population, I imagine they would shut this video down, right? Well, as of this recording, it's still up. And here's some examples of things of why China is not the greatest. You know, they support genocide. They've been genociding the Uyghur Muslims through re-education camps. They've been doing sterilization, apparently. Allegedly, imprisonment, sleep deprivation, raping, all that. They say that there's a new Silk Road. They call it the Belt and Road. And they've got apparently either the routes go through where the Uyghurs are living. That's part of China now. And there's either natural resources or roads or stuff that goes through there. And they want them out of the way. They don't support free speech over there in China. There's a Wimbledon player who accused the CCP, that's the Chinese Communist Party, of sexual assault, she disappeared. Jack Ma, one of the most richest men on earth, apparently disappeared. I didn't know that. I think I talked about him on my Kobe Bryant show back in February or March of 2020, if you recall. I just thought I'd Google it real quick. Has Jack Ma been found? The iconic... Oh, he's the guy who founded Alibaba. He disappeared after criticizing Chinese government. Anyway. Then you've got the Tiananmen Square, the 1989 protest against the authoritarian government, and people were gathering to protest, which is something we do here in America, right? We protest. And the Chinese government wasn't having that, so they started busting caps, and they got their military out there and tanks, and that's where you get that iconic photo of the man with the tank. And apparently they killed a bunch of them. The military killed a bunch of the civilians protesting. And then you've got Tibet. I remember the Beastie Boys in the 90s. They had a Tibetan Freedom Concert because Tibet was annexed and taken as to be part of China against their will. The Chinese government, there's a big controversy about the Buddha. I guess they say the Buddha gets reincarnated into a new person every lifetime. And the Chinese government said no living Buddha can be reincarnated without government approval. They take Big Brother serious over there. But ultimately, most importantly, they don't support free speech or freedom of the press. That's why communism sucks. You can lump North Korea into this argument too. You can't speak bad about the leadership. You can't have a free press. And say what you will about our mainstream media, at least it's a free press. You know what I mean? That's what's important. We are afforded this freedom to speak badly about our leaders. That's one of the things I don't like about the Trump MAGA cult stuff. They talk about him like he's a god because he's very sensitive, like a dictator would be, about people criticizing him. And that's just not the American way. We dog on our people if they don't do right. And we're allowed to do that. It's in the First Amendment to the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. But the Chinese, they've got a filtered version of Google. And in fact, you see, I just watched 60 Minutes. They had tons of Chinese people coming over the Mexican border. You thought they were brown people. You know, that's what the news keeps. Oh, my God, scary, MS-13 gang members. Man, the 60 Minutes, I saw nothing but Chinese people crossing that border. Why do you think the Chinese are coming to America? They also had a one-child policy. They've got that social credit system, which is a Marxist thing, and that's what a lot of conspiracy folks get into this. You know, the idea of cancel culture is a social credit score light. It really is. Oh, you're not saying the right thing? Well, I guess you don't get to make a living. Off with your head. But they have got a formalized structure in place of a social credit system. Then you've got the COVID lab leak from the Wuhan lab. Allegedly. Came from Wuhan, and allegedly they tried to hide that. I don't know what the truth is there. I doubt we'll ever get it. I don't like it. I know that much. Because of the lack of free speech and the lack of freedom of press. That's why. And it's so important here in America. It was the First Amendment in the U.S. Constitution. Freedom of speech and freedom of press. That's why we get the podcast here. You know? That's why you get to listen to my dumb thoughts. The Supreme Court, they laid out the exceptions to free speech from... I read this from ALA.org. The categories of unprotected free speech include obscenity, child porn, defamatory speech, false advertising, true threats, that's yelling fire in the theater, I think, and fighting words. Those are fighting words. I'm not sure I know what that means, fighting words. But anyways, we have basically free speech. You can't say anything anywhere at any time, but it's pretty good here. But the U.S. wants to shut down all social media, it seems like. January of 2024, there was an article on CNBC, and I'm going to read you what Congressman Tillis says. Tillis and other lawmakers accused the tech executives, we're talking about Twitter, Meta, so on, of failing to protect children from sexual exploitation on their respective social media platforms. The hearing before the Senate Judiciary Committee was tense and frequently emotional, held in a committee room filled to capacity with guests, many of them parents of children targeted by online predators. So again, I'm just saying, the analogy, or maybe the metaphor, is after 9/11, I saw a lot of invasion of privacy things happening in the name of protecting us from terrorism. Now I'm seeing a lot of shutdown of freedom of speech in the name of protecting the kids. Is it warranted? I mean, you got to be the judge of that. I don't think it is, but that's just my opinion, which I deserve to have, as do you also have an opinion. You know, I know probably half of you is out there get angry at that. Well, my kids are on social media and we got to protect them. And, you know, I know it's probably frustrating to hear me just say, well, don't give them a smartphone. Because you're probably, well, you don't know what it's like. And you're right, I don't. You're right, I absolutely don't. Your opinion has value too. Right? That's what's so great about this American democracy. We each have our opinions. And we could state them to each other. We don't have to fight about it. You know? We don't put people in prison for having the wrong opinion. Everyone's allowed to have them. It's fine. Of course we're not going to agree. We're different people. We're free-thinking people, especially this audience. You guys are not the normies. You guys are the critical thinkers, thinking outside the box, questioning narratives. So my argument is, in conclusion, let's wrap this up. My argument is, I think if they want to ban TikTok, I don't like that. But if they want to, in the name of national defense and or protecting children, maybe it's warranted, but they have the responsibility to convince me of that. Don't just tell me, well, they're going to steal your data. Yeah, my data gets stolen constantly from Google and Meta and whoever else. Welcome to the world in 2024. You know what I mean? It don't make it right. In fact, why don't you guys work on trying to make it so that doesn't happen at all? Instead, they want to just ban the whole TikTok thing. Their job is to convince us why this is bad and why we should not use it. If they do it right, they don't even need to ban TikTok. People will just leave. I'm a patriot. I would argue most people are patriots rooting for America. And if you can convince me, I'll delete it off my phone. And I got 20,000 followers over there right now. I got to figure out how to capitalize on that. I know there's things that unlock when you hit 10,000 followers. I haven't done any of it yet. But the argument is, and I've heard RFK Jr., who I actually like him so far, he posted a TikTok and he said, every right the government has taken away from citizens was removed in the name of national security. He's saying the same thing that I'm saying. He quotes Albert Camus and says, the welfare of the people is the alibi of the tyrants. And his argument is, if we're worried about a particular thing happening, why don't they just work on changing that thing instead of just outright banning? And I agree. Yeah. I don't want my personal data going to the Chinese government. I also don't want them going to Zuckerberg. Also don't want it going to Elon Musk. I don't want any of them having anything. So why don't you ban those practices of them selling our data to whoever for whatever? But instead, this is what we're looking at. This is the future of social media. They've been pushing this whole thing of using using forcing the uploading of our driver's license or identification cards for our social media accounts. And of course, it's to protect the kids, you know. I see that all the time in Utah. They're trying to push it. And I don't like that, you know. I don't like that. I don't want Zuckerberg or Musk or anyone connecting my personal information with my Isaac Weishaupt persona. I don't know what I'm going to do. I might just get off social media. I mean, that's a very real possibility. I don't know. I'm not bold enough to say I'm going to do that. I don't know. We'll see what happens. But this is the future we're looking at here. And TikTok is the new kid on the block, but boy, is it. It was the most downloaded app globally in the world. But as far as users go, Facebook and Instagram have more users from the data I've seen. But how many active users is the question I have, because I've got a Facebook. I don't get on that thing. I don't know anyone who gets on Facebook. To be honest, everyone I know uses TikTok. Well, TikTok and Instagram is kind of a mix. But now let me bring this back to the conspiracy world. Recall all the propaganda, and whether or not it's true isn't something I can answer. But things seem very propaganda around this TikTok ban. Last year, I'm going to read you from The Guardian. The Republican presidential contender Nikki Haley called for the banning of TikTok altogether when she said in a primary campaign debate last week that, quote, for every 30 minutes that someone watches TikTok, every day they become 17% more anti-Semitic, more pro-Hamas based on doing that. End quote. Last month, a Republican congressman said that TikTok was digital fentanyl, brainwashing young Americans against their country and its allies. Over at the Telegraph, we are told that the app's threat is real. Now, here's the thing. You know what's kind of funny is the world of conspiracy theory and liberal, more progressive radical liberals have kind of fused together on this one issue of anti-Semitism. It's kind of funny in a way. But anyway, I'm joking, kind of. Now, could it be another idea to present? One last idea. Could it be that Congress has investments in Meta, because Meta, they own Facebook and Instagram, that could benefit from this TikTok ban? That's one of the underlying theories about this whole thing. If you go to Open Secrets, they post a whole bunch of politicians with stock holdings in Meta, but a lot of people own Meta, to be fair. But the highest investors, Nancy Pelosi, has $550,000 to $1 million just in Meta. Brad Schneider has $350,000 to $750,000 in Meta. Jim Langvin has $116,000 to $315,000 in Meta. John Hoeven has $110,000 to $250,000 in Meta. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money to have in Meta. Imagine if you could ban TikTok and you had $1 million in Meta shares and now everyone's coming back to Facebook and that thing doubles. Oh, baby. It's like hitting the lottery. So anyway, we're told TikTok's the ultimate evil. And Joe Biden just started a TikTok, by the way. Let's talk about that. How's he going to say that he'll ban TikTok the second it comes across his desk? He just opened a TikTok. What are we doing? But here's the thing. One reason the Chinese government sucks, and I'm not talking about the Chinese people. I'm talking about the Chinese government, the authoritarian communist dictatorship. Sucks because they monitor the internet and they filter out results. They can't even get on American websites, Google, YouTube, Facebook, Wikipedia. They can't even get on there. It's like North Korea. If you ever watch any documentaries about North Korea, those people live in a complete ignorant state. Now, if we go in that direction, are we any better? Basically saying we can't access the Chinese website or whatever? And I'm going to leave you with the words of the great Joe Rogan, who said that if you combat bad speech, no, I already screwed it up. He was talking about banning speech, right? Like cancel culture. I don't remember the quote exactly, But he said something about the way you combat bad speech isn't by banning people, it's with better speech. Because when you ban people, now you're closer to a nanny state and closer to the communist dictatorship authoritarianism that we supposedly are against. So more to come on this. A very interesting time to be alive, to watch all this happen. I'm curious where the future will take us. The bill supposedly is going over to the Senate. I've read that they're going to try to push it through this year. They don't even know, but they were hot in the pants to get it through the House. So more to come, of course. Thank you for listening to my tirades, my rants, and my soapboxing, all right? That's why I don't do the politics news cycle shows too much, but this one I found really interesting. So thanks for listening to the show. If you like the show, you got to subscribe. You got to make sure you're subscribed on that app. It's free to do. You're now, I dub thee a free feed loser. Welcome. I've got lots of stuff on occult symbolism. If you're brand new to the show, we're going on, this is our 10th year of podcasting, folks. So thank you for being with me for 10 years. If you've been on here that long, I appreciate you. Till next time, stay positive.